This is Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio with my main man, Tony D.
All right, let's go to the Progressive guest line, Progressive Insurance. For a career you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. Scott Petrick joins us, the Chronicle-Telegram in Cleveland, to talk Browns, who had just coming off a win against Indianapolis. They sit at 4-2, and he joins us here to talk about not only the Browns' offense, but how good the Browns are playing on defense. How are you, Scott?
I'm good. How are you doing?
How would you classify the way at this 4-2? Like, if you were to define how they're 4-2, how would you put that in perspective?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's a little bit of an uneasy 4-2, just because the quarterback situation is unsettled at the moment. You know, Deshaun Watson missed two games, then he came back, and then left in the first quarter. We don't know exactly what's going on in that shoulder, if it was aggravated when he hit the ground against the Colts, or if he's going to be okay. But, you know, 4-2 is unusual around here. It's only the third time since 99 they've been 4-2, and they're coming off two thrilling wins in a row. So I think there's optimism, and I think there'd be a ton more if they knew exactly what was going on at quarterback and if Watson played like the guy that they traded for.
There seems to be an outsider look into this situation with Deshaun Watson is a little bit more dramatic than it is. Is it more dramatic than it is based on the unknown?
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I mean, you know, until somebody says, you know, he needs surgery and he's going to be down for a while, I think it's, you know, week-to-week basis. Coach Kevin Stefanski keeps calling it day-to-day. So I think there's probably a little more drama around it than there should be right now. You know, as far as I know, it's just a strain in the rotator cuff, and he threw pretty good when I watched him in practice Friday and Sunday morning warming up. He didn't throw it well in those five plays or five, you know, passes, but it was only five passes. But, you know, there's a lot that surrounds Deshaun Watson. He's only played, you know, nine plus games now in Cleveland, and he's been here for, you know, almost a year and a half because of the suspension and now the injury. So the Browns don't really know what they have in him, and I think that creates kind of the doubt and the uncertainty.
Yeah, how so? Between him and P.J. Walker, what's the status of quarterback play? How good has it been? How bad has it been?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's metrics out there that show at the bottom of the league.
Yeah.
You know, so it hasn't been good. Now, P.J. Walker, you know, you have to have realistic expectations. You know, he's still on the practice squad, for crying out loud, even though he started the last two games. So, you know, I think he deserves a lot of credit for winning these last two games. They took last-minute drives to win these games. You know, he led two of them in the last couple of minutes against the Niners and the Colts, so he deserves credit for that, but, you know, made a bunch of turnover potential plays in both games. And then Watson, you know, the weather's a factor. The opener, he was bad on Monday night in Pittsburgh, then played his best game with the Browns against Tennessee, and then he gets hurt in that game. Now, we didn't know at the time he got hurt because he finished, you know, the game, but that was as good as he'd played, and then he really hasn't played since. So, you know, they're winning. I think it's fair to say they're winning despite what's going on at quarterback.
When Nick Chubb went down with an injury, people knew that was going to be a blow to the running game. Jerome Ford now has an ankle injury. Where is the running game status right now? Who's going to have to carry this load?
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of Kareem Hunt. Pierre Strong Jr. is number two, and then they don't have a number three on the roster right now, so I'm sure they'll add somebody, assuming Ford is out, you know, for a week or two, like Adam Schefter reported. You know, Hunt's a tough runner, and that's what they like about him. But they like the complement of Ford with his breakaway speed. I don't know if they have that in Pierre Strong. Haven't seen a ton of him. Second-year guy, they got him from New England at the end of the preseason. But, you know, the scheme is good. The line's good. So I think they'll be able to be competent running the ball. They struggled for a couple of games before the bye, but then figured some stuff out and were much better the last 2 weeks. So I think it'll be okay. You know, but if Ford has to miss an extended period, then you start questioning, you know, do they have to go get somebody?
After the win against San Francisco, for a lot of us outside of the area, it was like this eye-opening thing. Like, we knew the Browns' defense was good, and this was a really, really good showing. Did that even impress people like you who are closer to the team?
Yeah, and it's interesting. You know, they're coming off a rough game against the Colts, you know, gave up 38 and gave up a bunch of big plays that they haven't been doing this year. But I think that was an aberration. But the Niners game, to me, proved that they were for real. You know, I thought the defense was really good. I like their front. I like their back end. I think Jim Schwartz, the coordinator, has made a huge difference since he got here in the offseason. But, you know, it had only been, whatever, four games. They weren't great against Baltimore. And for them to put up the performance they did against the Niners, to me, showed me that they're going to be there all year, and I think they give the Browns a chance to win every game.
Yeah, and Myles Garrett, too. I mean, we all knew he was a good player. And then there's these sort of these moments where it's almost like there's a wake-up. Like, everybody, pay attention to Myles Garrett. He's, like, playing really well.
Yeah, he might be the most talented defensive player in the league. And I don't think that's, you know, hyperbolic. I think he could be, you know, he's 6'4", 272, bends like crazy, jumps like crazy. I mean, he's a freak. And I people around here expect maybe too much from him because he's the number one overall pick, because he's so talented. And then he has games like he did against Indianapolis with two strip sacks, a blocked field goal. Like his play led to 17 directly led to 17 Browns points, and that's obviously huge in a 1-point game. So those are the kind of games like people want to see more. And I think that's probably a little bit unrealistic, but he's certainly an All-Pro and a Defensive Player of the Year candidate.
Let's go back to Deshaun Watson for a second. I see him on the sidelines. I see him cheering on P.J. Walker. I see him being a good teammate. Is that real? I mean, is it the only images I see? How has the team reacted to him? How has he reacted to the team?
Yeah, I think that's real. You know, people around here like to pick at everything. You know, there's a locker room video, and he's clapping, and then he's got a look on his face, you know, and who knows, right? Somebody screenshots it, and it's, oh, my gosh, look at Watson. I think he's been a fine teammate. You know, everybody I've talked to has supported him and said, hey, we just want him healthy and back out there when he's ready to go, ready to be the guy. I know the first week when he didn't play against the Ravens, that surprised a bunch of people because he was telling everybody he was going to play and then wasn't able to do it. He thought the shoulder would respond better than it did, and then he wound up not playing on Sunday. And I think that left a lot of people, you know, scratched or confused maybe, but not, I don't think, upset at Watson. You know, they want their franchise quarterback out in the field, but I think they trust that he'll be out there when he can.
Scott, great stuff. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much on a team that is, again, 4-2. They're right in the middle of a race, and I know we got some questions about him. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.
Scott Petrick, again, the Chronicle-Telegram with the Browns.